that dog in the window?
We are joined today by our favorite pet trendologist, Charlotte Reed, lifestyle expert, also host of the radio, the Pet Buzz radio show. How's that been going for you, by the way?
It's going great. I wish you would take it, Bruce.
Well, a discussion for another time. Don't put me on the spot right now. But we've got you on. By the way, we've kind of missed our little, hookups occasionally here, getting together on the radio or whatever. I feel like if I was your cat right about now, I would just be ignoring you. I would turn and walk away. I know.
And I do apologize because you have been really kind to me, always. And you're one of my favorite people I like to interview with.
Well, we always get good things to talk about, but today kind of a serious topic related to the coronavirus and pets. Maybe misunderstandings or what's the connection? We want to maybe start with sort of the transmission of some illness or virus like this.
Well, it's really interesting because, really the conversation started with pets and corona when reports came out of the Hong Kong Agriculture and Fisheries Department. A 60-plus-year-old woman in Hong Kong ended up getting corona, and soon after, they tested her dog. And her dog deemed a weak positive. Now, that was some point in the end of February. They took her. She went to the hospital. They were separated. The dog went to quarantine. And after numerous tests, they found that the dog tested positive. Now, here's the catch-all. While the World Health Organization and the AVMA deem that there is no body of evidence that humans can transfer corona to the dog, and we have to take that because there is no body of evidence. We also have to reconcile or understand that none of these reports are confirmed. These are coming out of papers, and we haven't seen the documentation other than some news releases that have come out of the Hong Kong Fisheries and Agricultural Department. So all in all, most people think, or most scientists think, that the dog tested because obviously of the close relationship of him and the owner, and that the dog kind of acted like a fomate, like a surface contamination. So the dog had a surface contamination. The dog never got the coronavirus as we know it. And most recently, as of last Monday, the dog had died. Now, the owner did not allow an autopsy. So basically, with all of what I'm telling you is, package facts that we've heard from somewhere else. So what I suggest to everybody during this time is that if they love their dogs, everyone's sick and tired of being stuck in their houses, there's nothing wrong with going out and taking a walk with your dog. But you want to practice your social distancing. You do not want to go to the dog park and hang out with the crew that you usually hang out with. That little coffee clique. I know that because I did that in New York so many times a day. So keep your social distancing. Keep away from the dog park. It's always a great idea to wash your hands. Not when you're, as everyone's saying, wash your hands. Well, wash your hands and scrub them with, scrub your nails with a fingernail brush. Also keep your pet clean. That's really important. Also, it's a great idea. Call your veterinarian and find out the last time your pet had vaccinations. When health issues are going around, it's always a good idea to make sure your pet is healthy, it stays healthy, and cannot be any type of receptor or source or present any danger to you and your family. So some veterinarians are open and some are not. Some are I heard a story in our town about a veterinarian who the office is shut down, but tech goes to your car, picks up your animal, and the doctor works on it and then brings it back to you. They probably bathe it because they're afraid of getting anything. But imagine the gas mask, and the gloves and the person coming out. That's par for the course these days. But you really, really, really want to protect yourself and your pet. And remember, older dogs that are overweight, dogs that are, young, that have, like the older dogs, have a compromised immune systems. So, you just want to be careful.
It's one of those things, even without the fact that we have the, COVID-19, anytime there's illnesses around, sometimes you have, a little love from the dog kind of makes you feel better, but there's also the responsibility that somebody who's in a better, condition can kind of take care of the animal. Let's talk. One thing I've noticed, and I don't know if you've seen this too, a lot of times now that everybody sort of self, you know, isolating and whatever, but with a lot of the different Instagram and Facebook, you see a lot of the celebrities and people doing things from their home. You never realize how many of these people have pets because they're wandering around in the background of the news report. I saw a news person at home doing their cast, and of course, there's the dog just doing its normal thing, hanging out on the couch. Or I did not know Arnold Schwarzenegger had burros and miniature horses in his house. I mean, these are things you're finding out through a lot of this, how we connect with our pets, and at this time we need them, really.
No, absolutely. I mean, we have self-isolation, obviously, which most people are doing now. Self-quarantining is basically when you feel that you've been exposed to the virus and you want to see what's going on. Okay, so there's one brunette beauty. She's very well-known swimsuit model. She was supposed to be self-quarantining, but then again, she took a walk with her dog. So in an urban environment, that's not a good thing to do if you're self-quarantining, not self-isolation. So that means, obviously, you think you've been exposed to someone who had it. In that case, basically, you know, you don't want to be sleeping with your dog. You don't want to be kissing and cuddling with your dog, as well as really doing heavy interaction with your family. Kind of stay in a room, make sure you're cleaning the bathrooms, make sure you're not putting your family or any of your friends at risk or any of the population at risk. Self-quarantining means just that, staying at home. You know, but if you're well, you know, and you're just involved in self-isolation, hey, have a great time with your dog. I mean, your dog is, like, loving the fact that you're home, not going or working from home. So do some fun things. I mean, you know, like, one of the things that we do is we use the puzzle games to feed the dogs. We played a game with our dog, Hannah. We put some boxes in various rooms in the house, and she ran from room to room and, you know, ate one or two treats. The other thing that we've done with her is we've used this time to put her on a diet. So I got this thing called Slim Paws. It's by Vitality, and it's supposed to reduce body fat. It's like, you know, like a slimming program, like, you know, Jenny Craig for dog owners. And actually, you really get this, like, these little treats, which is kind of cool. And she does this, you know, 30-day program. And plus the walk, she's kind of slimming down. I've decided to go on a diet, too. So I lost about 6 pounds. She's lost 2 so far. The other thing is we make sure when we go out with the dogs, we keep their paws clean. You know, Dr. Fleck has that EpiPet shampoo. It's antifungal and anti-yeast. So we've been washing their paws just, you know, as well as giving them baths. Just keeping everything nice and hygienic. And the other thing is we've all pumped up the vitamins. I don't have you started taking vitamins or taken more, or what have you done, Bruce?
A little bit. I try to get my vitamins where I can, but you know, I try to eat some fruits and vegetables on occasion, fingers crossed. But what have you got for us today to talk about?
Well, you know, for me, because I'm a diabetic, I get vitamin shots, and I've actually done IV vitamins, just because, you know, I'm a person who's at risk. I've done the same thing for dogs. I've given them vitamins. Actually, I like to use multi-purpose treats. You know, that's the big trend right now. There's tons of treats that do this and do that. So Loving Pets makes these active pets. I've just used chicken jerky multivitamin and immune formula. You know, we have 6 dogs. So we have to do everything that we can to protect them. And I think, you know, a good, healthy diet, we give them some omega-3 fatty acids. We give them, you know, you could do sardines is a great, you know, they're like less than $2 a can. You don't want to give them sardines every day, but it's a great idea for their, you know, their vitamin D. And then we give them these, like, these treats for, you know, like basic vitamins, and they're great because they're treats. So this way, if I want to work, like I try to work at least 2 dogs a day in the yard and do a little training. So when I'm freaking out from all the stress because I can't see friends or I can't do this or whatever, it helps me. It just helps me relax. I mean, that's the one good thing about this kind of craziness. I really have taken advantage to just relax and to de-stress by really enjoying being a pet owner. So, you know, pets reduce blood pressure, heart rate. They're supposed to keep you calm. So I've kind of, you know, when I get kind of caught up during the day, I stop what I'm doing and I just take one of the dogs for a walk. Or I go in the backyard and I do like 30 minutes of sit, stay, up, downs. Up, downs are meaning the dog lies down, the dog sits up, and the dog gets up. You know, I have two young puppies. I have actually one in my studio now, Wally. So Wally's, we've done a few TV shows. This morning we did Fox Indy. So just being able to have that companionship with a dog, especially if you're living alone or an older person. But the other thing is, and this is really, I want to emphasize this point because this is important. You know, when we have natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, we always make plans for our dogs. And this is one of those situations. Your dog always has to be included in your family planning. So if you think you've been exposed or in the next coming weeks you might be exposed, have some plan for your dog, whether you know, you call your veterinarian and you find out if he's boarding dogs, or you have a friend who will take your dog, because you don't want to have your dog left in an apartment alone should you go to the hospital. And actually, that's a big problem now that that information is coming out of Wuhan, China, that people, when the outbreak first happened, a lot of people were away for the Lunar New Year. So they left their dogs or cats with some food on the floor, and then they couldn't get back. So now, the Humane Society International, I just talked to Peter Lee there. He's the China policy expert. He and the Humane Society International are working on animal activist groups, and there are animal activist groups in Asia who are trying to help save these dogs that people left behind. And, you know, the other thing, I mean, we're lucky we have, you know, the president on TV every night, and we have various health officials on telling us, giving us updates, which, you know, we should be so grateful for. Because there, people are living in like a campaign of misinformation. People are trying to abandon or give away their dogs. I mean, that's what some sources say, right? It's happening right now. So, you know, we kind of have to watch, you know, other news sparingly, especially when it comes out of countries and we haven't been able to confirm it. So, so, I mean, just use this time to just, you know, I don't know. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow, I saw her some report, like, learn a language, you know, and obviously Amazon is rearing up. They're hiring people. You know, learn how to cook. There's lots to do.
Sure.
Ruth,
go ahead.
This is a time that you could find another song other than that doggy in the window.
Oh, well, I could. Sure. Finally, this is where it's coming out. See, the stress is getting to us all. We're just saying, you know, we don't know how much time we have left, so let's get it all out there right now on the table. If people want to find out some of the things you talked about today or see what's up with you and everything else, where's a good place to get some good information, Charlotte?
Hey, go to thepetbuzz.com. This week on Saturday, starting on Saturday, we're talking to Dr. Peter Lee from the Humane Society International. We're also talking with a Swedish professor who did a study about synchronized stress with your dog. If you're stressed, is your dog going to be stressed too? Great times. And we're also having a guest that's going to talk about, get this, taxidermy, how to preserve your pet forever. So maybe you don't want the ashes. Maybe you want your dog or cat preserved.
Everybody has a different way of dealing with the passing of their pet. That must be another way for them.
That was a nice way you put that, Bruce.
Yes.
This is why I love you so much.
Thanks. Charlotte, we'll talk again soon.
Yes, I'm going to send you some cheese stars, baby.
Thank you.
Okay, take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.